The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back! No, it's the season finale! No!
Say it isn't so.
It ain't so, because you know what? After this week, we get Total Divas.
Oh, yeah.
So the drama continues, and there's going to be so much drama. I can feel it already.
It's wedding mania, brother.
It's wedding mania, so we're not going to waste any time. We're just going to go right into it right after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra, Total Bellas, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
This'll make your booty bounce.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
To Brian and Brie, we're seeing Brian's breakdown. Oh, he's crying. No! And now Brie's crying. No! No tears. Enough with the tears. Stop with the tears. Stop. Just saw puppies. My ovaries can't take this. And now we're getting the breast cancer stuff. And everybody's concerned.
Let's have a happy show tonight, please.
Can we have a happy show tonight, given everything that's happened in the last 24 hours? Can we just have a happy show, please? We're seeing the beautiful Arizona landscape. We're at Brie and Brian's. It's 2 days before the wedding, and Brie is packing.
Brie has become the world's worst packer.
And he's giving her crap.
Brian's saying Brie's clothes are unfoldable. That's why you have so many hangers. Doctors don't want Brian around people at the moment. Now Nikki is telling Brie about the cancer scare. They're happy that Johnny talked them into doing it. Brian talks about how it's scary, and now it's more stress on Brie. That's gotta suck, doesn't it?
That's gotta suck.
Yeah, it is.
So now we're just getting the medical information.
There's no mass.
There's no mass. Mama Bella is good to go.
They wanted to make sure that she's good.
Breast cancer is no laughing matter. You do not screw around with that stuff, let alone any cancer.
Yeah.
If you see signs, you go get that checked out as soon as you can. And now we're all in Fort Lauderdale. We're back at the house. Brie and the sister-in-law have arrived.
Nice chandelier.
We see JJ and his wife waking out. We see the Laurinaitis family. We see the Bella family.
Hey, look, it's Cena's penis picture.
And JJ's making a grab for it. Basically, they're saying that Josie's therapeutic.
Pretty
which
much.
She is.
She is, yeah. Dogs are like that.
Well, it gives him something to do. It gives him someone to take care of. It's a distraction to where he doesn't have to think about the bad. He can just focus in on her.
Yeah, now we're all good, and we can go do the wedding correctly.
We're seeing beautiful shots of Fort Lauderdale. We're drinking now.
It's one day to the wedding. They said Nikki looks like one of the trainers at SeaWorld with her outfit.
She kind of does.
She really does.
Oh, God, we're going to do MMA training.
Nikki's being protective over her sister, and she wants her to be prepared for her last match. Nikki's using Brie for her last match.
Nicole wants her to spice it up. Brie doesn't look like she's really that interested. I think she just kind of wants to go out, do the thing, and be done.
Because she knows what her match is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, Brie's last match was a group tag.
It's not like it was a final one-on-one 30-minute classic.
Yeah, I mean, if it was one-on-one, I'd be absolutely in for this, but it's like it's a group tag, so... Okay! Alright, so things are going to get interesting later in the show! We may have to get Springer involved. So, yay! Mama Bella has checked out, she's good to go, wedding is on, Brian is better.
Ish. He's in a more positive environment.
I think it's that he's hit rock bottom, and now he's starting to build himself back up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
And he doesn't have to be around the cameras 24/7.
No. And that's got to be the hardest thing, is just having a breakdown like that and having cameras be there.
Yeah, that was probably not the best thing for him.
But in the upstart, Brian is on the mend.
Because here's the thing with that, with the cameras and everything. He had to be on 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
And for someone going through a situation like that, being on 24/7 is something you can't do. And it adds more stress to you. And that was probably getting to him as well. It's like, I have to be Daniel Bryan. I can't just be mopey Bryan around the house for a couple of days because I'm not in a good mood. Oh, wait, here's the camera. Oh, wait, we're at John Cena's house. We're not in Arizona. I have to be Daniel Bryan. I can't be Bryan Danielson. You know?
Yeah. I think also part of that is figuring out who Bryan Danielson is, because Daniel Bryan and Bryan Danielson really are one and the same. And now it's figuring out who that person is without wrestling. And it's difficult to do that in front of cameras. Because, I mean, it's not just a camera person. You've got a producer, you've got a sound guy, you've got a camera person, you've probably got assistants, lighting people. And you have, like, probably 10 to 15 people there, behind the camera, watching this all happen. And for him, he seems relatively private with his emotions, so it's to break down in front of that many people, let alone a worldwide audience, that's difficult. That would be difficult for anybody.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. It's something not for your bucket list. Do not break down in front of a camera crew.
Yeah, don't do it, because they'll put it on TV and then everybody will either be sympathetic to you or laugh their asses off at you.
And probably both, because that's a thing. Just saying.
And we're back. We are at the MMA place. That is a really big, scary-looking dude. I love how he goes to shake their hands, and they're like, nope, nope, we're going to hug you. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay.
Apparently, this is the man that taught Daniel Bryan the Yes Lock, supposedly.
Okay, sure. So is he teaching her the Yes Lock?
Well, she already knows it, but I think she, thinking about it, she did put the Yes Lock in a different way.
I think this is the legit way to do it.
Well, yeah.
Dude, just get Bree a bag and just let her go.
Oh, look at Ace getting involved. Big Johnny is showing Bree the camel clutch.
He's trying to be a good dad.
And not humble her old country way.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. Well, it is interesting they're doing the camel clutch spot, because she was working with Lana in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that was effective training.
It's cool training to see how they were doing it.
Yeah.
So wait, is this the day of the wedding?
This was the day before. They were only 45 minutes away. It wasn't too bad.
I don't think he screwed your call. She's gonna see this!
They're basically pulling one over on her. She's not been Bridezilla, but if he's late, she will be Bridezilla.
Free stop. That one didn't get a translation.
No, the word, you bitch, did not get subtitled. That was good.
That was awesome. And now we're getting our makeup and hair and professionally done. Dude, I want that life where, somebody does my makeup and my hair for me professionally every day. Awesome.
You can hire someone to do that.
You'd hit the lottery to do that.
We're talking about Daniel Bryan right now.
And yeah, Bree's basically venting the emotional weight of what this all has been.
So Bryan's not going to the wedding or WrestleMania. And she's very upset about that.
That's a little crappy. I will admit, that sucks for her. Because it's like, she was there for him, and he's not going to be there for her. Like, I understand that why he can't be there, or why he doesn't want to be there. Because he literally cannot deal with it. But that sucks for her.
Oh, it sucks greatly for her.
Because that's the one person she really wants there in the world, and he's not there. But that would explain why we didn't see him come out. Or we didn't see him. He wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there. That's why Nikki ran out instead of Brian. And we're back in Florida.
We're getting off I'm guessing this is the rehearsal dinner. We see everybody showing up. Yeah, this is the rehearsal dinner. Or the pre-wedding.
It's called the rehearsal dinner.
Well, no.
Oh, it's the first meeting of the families.
Oh, this is going to be awkward as all hell. It's the pre-wedding cocktail hour?
I guess so.
Because it doesn't really look like a dinner.
We do the baby announcement.
Johnny, you nerd.
You know, yeah. So Brian's not there. Cena's not there.
Dude. Really? Really?
I'm just saying. Nikki can't wait to get back into the ring.
That's a really big boat.
As Nikki's talking to her grandmother?
Yeah, her maternal grandmother. So now we're chilling out by the water. Maybe Cena's gonna come to the wedding.
Maybe.
Maybe.
JJ spilled his wine all over himself.
You're cut off, JJ. You're cut off. Aw, Johnny's getting all verklempt. Aww. He's so happy to be joining their family.
It's a big family moment.
They're bonding.
He wants to be their go-to guy for anything they need. That's nice of him, you know?
Yeah, that's sweet.
So tomorrow's the big day.
Nikki! Get it, girl! Love how everybody's like, I can't have it! She's like, screw it, I'm going back for seconds.
Apparently there was some indecision on kids, apparently.
Basically, Nikki wants Bree to get therapy, there was confusion on the children.
Uh-oh, I can feel the tension building.
There's tension between the sisters. Girls, girls, girls.
Bree knows why John doesn't want no kids.
Wait, what'd she say?
She doesn't think Brian try for her.
Okay, alright. So, oh Jesus, it's coming. Oh Jesus, it's coming. The blow-up we've all been waiting for like 5 seasons of Total Divas, it's coming on this show. Yes. So excited. I think that's a little harsh. When Brian has made Bree so happy, and the two of them are so well-suited to each other.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a little harsh for her to say, well, I don't think Brian's right for you. But that's the point of marriage. You become a partnership and you work together to get through life together. And the vows are in good times and bad, in sickness and in health and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And it's something of you lean on each other, and right now Brian needs to lean on Bree heavily because Brian's going through some really rough stuff. So to say that...
And Nikki doesn't believe it's fair on Bree, and it's not right for her, and it, you know, yeah, it's causing a lot of problems.
But here's the thing. If Bree didn't want to go through it, Bree wouldn't go through it.
Right.
It's a conscious choice on Bree's part to say, you are my husband. I want to be with you. I want to help you through this. Because she knows he will and he has done the same thing for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without question.
So it's like, it's the whole give and take of marriage. So I think that's a little harsh of Nikki to be like, oh, well, I don't think that's fair. No, it is fair. Because Brian will do it for Bree. At some point in her life, Bree will need to lean on Brian. She probably already has.
Yeah.
And Brian will be there. That's marriage.
Exactly.
It's a give and take.
Exactly.
You know, it's like somebody gives and somebody takes, and not the same person doesn't always give and the same person doesn't always take, but you work together. It's a 50-50 kind of deal.
Right.
And right now, Brian's got to take more than he gives.
Without question.
Now, is it not fair to Bree that he's not going to be there? Yeah. But his health comes first. Because honestly, if something had happened to Brian, I don't know if Bree would have been okay.
No, she wouldn't. She really wouldn't.
So it's like, what matters more? You know, Brian being okay, which means your sister is okay, or something happened to Brian and your sister not being okay?
So we're back from break.
On that lovely note.
Oh, it's mainly not right, but dishonest. Dishonest. Yeah, basically. Dishonest was the word.
Yeah, basically, Nikki doesn't think Brian's been honest from day one, or John has about the no kids thing.
She just went, it's awkward. The first time she gets to do it, never. She has to talk about the awkwardness.
Somebody's got to do it. Just let him out back and let him fight it out. Yeah, Bree's pissed. And it's the wedding day. We're getting our hair done. We're getting our makeup done. Oh, good. Mama Bella didn't see the awkwardness. Oh, God. We're trimming his nose hair. Oh, hey, look, it's John Cena.
He made it. Nikki feels happy because after everything what happened with Bree, it centers her.
He brings the good interesting, or the good energy with him. Oh, what's going on before the wedding?
Nikki asks what Brian's up to. Bree's like, I know you don't care. Nikki doesn't agree with his actions, but she does care.
Hello, pot. Hey, kettle.
Nikki just said it's never been about Bree. It's all about Brian. Nikki says Bree doesn't have courage in her marriage.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Bree's exhausted with her life right now, not with her husband. Nikki's protecting Bree, and Bree's protecting Brian, according to Nikki.
But she doesn't need protecting. What does she need protecting from?
Nothing. Bree's like, you want me to divorce the guy? Bree's like, don't ever bring up Brian again to me.
Sure.
Nikki's like, when I see my sister sad, I want her to be happy. Bree says she'll never open up to Nikki again, because she'll throw it always back in her face. This is the first time they've fought like this before. John sees something's wrong, and he wants to do something.
Okay, but she can't be happy all the time.
What's going on is a very serious situation. And subject quickly changed. Two pearls around her neck, and...
Aww, they're all smiles, they're all happy. It is a nice dress on her. Very pretty dress.
The gratuitous shot of a table.
The wedding photos. Wait, who's the blurred out chick?
Probably someone on Laura Nice's family. That they cropped out the camera shot.
Yeah, they intentionally don't pan over.
It's probably a sister or something that doesn't want to be a part of the show. Bree just wants to go back to Phoenix.
Okay, so we need to discuss, because there was the blow-up before the wedding.
Wasn't as big of a... Bree coming back at her wasn't as big as it was played out to be, but it was still a major blow-up.
It was still a shot.
Oh yeah, major shot.
But it's something of, it's more... I understand where Nikki is coming from, where she's trying to protect her sister... And she wants her sister to be happy, because in her mind, Bree is not happy. But it's like, Bree is just, she's exhausted from dealing with all of this. From having to deal with doctors, and get x-rays, and constantly be told no, right alongside Brian, and she's trying to hold Brian up, and she's trying to, you know, move on with her own life as well. And we talked about this before, where that is marriage, that's how this works. So it's like, she's not going to be happy all the time.
Because they're going through an emotional time. It's a rough time dealing with this sort of situation. It's mentally draining on everyone involved.
But I mean, her saying, well, you know, it's all about Brian and Brian's needs, it's like, okay, but you always make it about John.
And guess what? It is all about Brian's need right now, because it's about his life. It's not some stupid issue, oh, he had to leave wrestling. No, it's his life. He's dealing with a major bout of depression.
Yeah. I mean, depression is nothing. Again, this goes back to Brian hit a point where worse things than him hitting rock bottom were probably considered. They're not discussing on this show.
Right.
You get to that point in your life where you hit that low and a lot of things come to your mind that you normally wouldn't think about. And so it's a really scary time because Brian has lost everything he has worked his life for. The one thing he has always wanted to do is gone. I mean, that is paramount to losing a parent, a child, someone important in your life. He's grieving is essentially what he's doing. And he's depressed and he's hitting rock bottom. And Bree is trying to get him through that.
And she's a saint for doing it.
She's an absolute saint for doing it. I mean, for her to say, I'm not strong, and her going through this with Brian, that's bullshit, honey. You are strong. You are so strong for doing this with him. Because she knows, on the end, the happy times are going to come.
Right. So we're back from break. More pictures, same pictures. Family members taken out of frame. And now we're taking shots at the parents. Nikki's very bothered with what's been going on.
And now we're going to kiss and make up.
Nikki loves Brian, but she can't feel the compassion right now for him right at this moment for some reason.
Because she can't relate to it.
Right.
She can't connect to it on that level because she's disjointed from it. If she were there with it every day, she would see it. If she saw him every day, she would see it. But because she sees it so infrequently and they've been hiding it for years, it sounds like, it's difficult to now all of a sudden recognize, oh, hey, he deals with, you know, clinical level depression.
She's come to an agreement with Bree. They have to be respectful of the relationship.
Yeah, don't cry. Don't smear the mascara.
They don't want to lose their bond over this. Bree's like, Nikki's my bodyguard, and she just wants to protect me, and that's true.
So then they're like, let's just go have fun. They've kissed and made up. Everything's good to go. We're on this really nice yacht out on the water.
Under the panning of the tables.
We have champagne, we have cocktails, we have cake. We're all cramming into this really tight space on the boat.
Cena looks so awkward sitting there.
Cena does not want to be there.
This is the thing when you're in a relationship, you just have to be there, even if you don't want to be.
I should take that back. I'm sure he wants to be there.
No, he doesn't.
But it's that really awkward reminder of weddings and children and things he doesn't like. And now we're getting the marriage vows. Somebody, for the love of God, go hold her hair.
Her hair is a mess.
Ladies, this is not a shot. This is just a hint. And gentlemen with longer hair, you get married outdoors on the water and it's windy, do not wear your hair down. That's all I'm going to say.
Like, the twins got it right. They pinned her hair back. Now we're blowing the bubbles.
Now she's going to go fix her hair.
No, she didn't. Oh.
No, they're going to go fix it.
Then Nana is worried about John, how he's handling everything. Because he's never there. Nobody, they have a good time with one another. They're going to have their own vacation.
Wait, who's watching the dog?
That's it. Someone's watching the dog at the moment. But then, you know, add Winston too. She threw in there. And Winston too.
But she's like, you know, partners for life. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yes, partners. Not married, but partners. They're all excited.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Big Johnny's about to get excited.
Big Johnny's getting excited. And we're seeing all the wedding festivities.
Oh, God. Laurinaitis. Oh, God.
Johnny, stop. No. You're already married. You can stop.
He's coming in on his white horse. All right. So, Mary, you want to talk about?
So it's good that they kissed and made up.
Yep.
It's very good. You know, I think Nikki is trying.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's that protective instinct. But it's kind of realizing that your sister doesn't necessarily need to be protected. Sometimes in families, you just gotta stand back and bite your tongue and let people do the thing and not say anything. That's how that works in families.
Yeah, it is. Sort of what you do.
I mean, it's like sometimes you just have to let somebody do something, you know,
incredibly stupid.
Incredibly stupid. And you stand there and watch them and do the thing. That's how families work.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done it. You know, uncle or aunt or grandma or cousin or whoever, you know, hey, I'm about to do something really stupid. And you're just like, okay, I support you. And you're just like, you're an idiot, but I support you. And that doesn't relate to Bree. I'm not calling Bree an idiot, but it's like, you know, it's in this case, I think Bree just needs support. She doesn't need people telling her, oh, you're wrong for doing this, or oh, you're not doing this right, or oh, you know, you're wearing yourself too thin. It's support.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the scales have tipped where it's people need to be, you know, looking at Bree going, well, how can I help you? What will be helpful to you and Brian, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. totally with you. So, at least we got that. We got the happiness out of the way, and it appears we're going to be getting the medical update when we come back.
Boom.
3 days later.
We're in Phoenix with me and Brian. We're going to, I assume, talk to one of the doctors.
Dr. Jane.
So.
I thought Dr. Jane was a girl. Okay.
Same. Same. Not gonna lie. They're like, oh, Dr. Jane. You're picking, okay, Dr. Jane.
J-A-I-N.
Yeah. And instead of J-A-N-E. Never mind. Oh, they're going to the same doctor I think Nikki went to where she got the injections in her neck. I think it's that same dude.
They're taking some blood. They're doing some treatments to re-energize themselves, I guess.
Reinvigorate themselves.
What? What kind of shoe was he doing? Oh, God. Never mind.
He's giving her shit.
He wants to do a penis shoot for his set with his saggy balls before, you know, she wants to do a bikini shoot before she gets pregnant, and he's going to do one where, you know, before he has saggy balls.
Brian's feeling better, y'all. Brian is feeling so much better.
When he gets to talk about balls, he's okay. As learned on Talking Smack.
Yep. He's, as she said, he's in a better place.
Now we're with Cena and Nikki at another doctor's office.
On the other side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the checkup.
She wants to be approved for WrestleMania. So we're waiting to find out what the news may end up being.
Her neck is pretty straight. I mean, looks pretty good. I'm no doctor.
And you don't play one on TV.
But I do not play one on TV.
Or on a podcast. But
nope. On a podcast.
We'll see what happens. So it's time to find out the results.
We're back. We're at the hospital. We're getting the results.
Looks very good. It's healing perfect. Doing very good. You see here, spine is getting the normal curvature. They're on track. She's doing the right things. She's not allowed to get physical at WrestleMania. Things are looking very well. Doctor wants no rack attack.
And she can. She doesn't have to wear the brace all the time. Her neck healed weird.
What do you mean?
She just got a little, like, lump. Where the scar is on the front of her neck.
Well, that's to be expected.
Oh, yeah, that's to be expected. It healed a little weird, probably from being in the brace and everything.
2 days later? Wait.
Is that Miss Sandra?
That is Miss Sandra.
It's Miss Sandra! Oh, she's making Nikki's gear.
They're coming up with gear for Nikki. Well, we're watching the gear be made where there nothing is left to the imagination. And there's Bree.
With Winston. And Bree is reflecting on her retirement.
She's not ending her career because she wants to, but it's because she wants to be a mother. So basically because she does want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's contradictory. She wants to.
Not because of her age, but because she wants to start the next chapter in her life, basically.
Yeah, she's ready to move on.
Love the awkward Daniel Bryan Bree moments from before they were together.
And his hair.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a career retrospective of Bree. They're coming up with gear for Bree as well.
We're getting all our Mania gear in order.
So now we know how they do their Mania gear stuff. They just call Miss Sandra.
Yep. All the girls call Miss Sandra. She's retired, but not retired.
She's off the road.
When the bells come calling.
And now we go to WrestleMania.
And we see the shots of Buddy getting ready.
The transition from Total Bellas.
To Total Divas.
Mm-hmm. See Lana and Maryse and The Miz and Paige and Bellas.
And everybody.
Eva and Total Divas returns next week.
So you know what that means, y'all. As of now, we are done with Total Bellas. That wraps it up. But next week, it's back. We're going to just keep right on rolling with this. So the Rack Extra goes from Total Bellas to Total Divas. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fun, y'all. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it. But overall, a very good season of Total Bellas. I hope it gets picked up.
I enjoyed it.
I hope we get to see more. And I wouldn't mind seeing some of the other divas get, like, their own spinoffs either on E! Or on the network, because that would be fun.
And next season, if they do another Total Bellas, don't put them in John's house.
Yeah, please don't put them in Cena's house. God, I thought they were going to kill each other. Please do not put them in Cena's house.
I just want the adventures of Bree and Brian. That's what I want.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of in for that.
And then you could sprinkle a little Nikki and John in there whenever you want, but the adventures of Bree and Brian.
As they travel the world. As the peace-loving hippies they are.
Exactly.
But on that note, I say we're done. What do you think?
I say we're done.
All right. So, well, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas. And like we said, we will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel with Total Divas, the season premiere. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas / Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll see you next week. Bye.